Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you Monday, April the 27th, 2020. 17 minutes past the hour, Scott Spears here with Terry Tackett. And we're having a great time on two kind of interesting subjects this morning.
Kind of unrelated. I mean, obviously.
Unrelated, but good subjects nonetheless. Yeah. Memorial Day coming up right around the corner.
And children.
What are you going to be doing for Memorial Day is the question. I've talked about my Memorial Day soiree that will be coming up. I added a name to the guest list there in the first hour, which is going to be a lot of fun. And just takes place on Memorial Day. Gets started fairly early in the morning around lunchtime, and we just go all day having a great time.
I was going to tell you, as a matter of fact, if I don't know if you're interested or not, but my sister has, they have a couple extra like cornhole sets if you're...
Oh, that'd be fun.
Okay.
Play cornhole? Sure. Because we turn up the music and we...
You got a nice driveway.
A big driveway. And we got a lot of area over there. So we can have a lot of fun that day.
So I thought maybe I'll go by and get a couple of sets if they...
We can have cornhole tournaments.
There you go.
Now you got to have a partner, right?
Right.
Okay, so who would you pick as your partner?
Usually you have a blind draw. You don't know who you're going
to... You don't even know who your partner is. Hopefully you don't get a blind partner. You don't want that. So we're talking about Memorial Day plans, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And also talking about children, because the topic came up of parents complaining about their children anonymously on a website. And also it was kind of paired with a related article about older parents are better parents. Not everybody.
No.
Certainly not saying
don't
that's a blanket statement.
Gospel. Yeah.
And it got into the subject of the two of us, who neither one of us have kids. But, you know, I have set a thing in my own brain that if I do not have a child by the rubric of if I'm over 60 at a high school graduation, it ain't happening.
I'm with you.
That's where it is.
I'm with you, man.
So time's running a little, skittish on that.
Mm-hmm.
But we had some calls from people who were older parents and who had older parents.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have any thoughts on this, weigh in 740-383-9944. And even if you weren't an older parent or had an older parent, what are your thoughts in general of it? You know, child rearing stories are very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
740-383-9944. The phone lines are open. Now, I was also thinking about Memorial Day. And somebody who used to come to my Memorial Day bashes, who has went on to their great reward. People seem to like those terms that I everybody uses the other terms. I love that term. They've went on to their reward.
Their reward.
and then when you go apologize, you apologize to their shade.
Ah.
That's what you
say.
Okay. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning.
Yeah, I'll tell you what I'm going to be doing on Memorial Day.
Do tell.
I'm going to be doing some fishing.
There you go.
Yes, sir.
Now, is it an all-day fishing marathon?
Yes, indeed it will be.
Now, what are the hours on this thing?
dusk till dawn.
Dusk till dawn. Now, where do you go?
Oh, it just depends. I'm sure my little nephew will probably want to take me up to the lakes there. He knows a few good spots up there where some good fishing.
Oh, sounds interesting. Well,
yeah, they usually do the all-nighter when they go.
Now, do you pack some sandwiches and some beverages when you go out?
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be some beverages. I don't know what kind. Food, I imagine. That's what they plan on doing. And last year I didn't go, and This year I'm going to make a point to go.
Man. There you go. Set your sights high.
Amen to that.
Hey, wow. Thank you.
Take care. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. All right, talking Memorial Day plans and having children later in life, 740-383-9944.
We have like 5 summers in a row I did that, man, just fishing.
Yeah, fishing's a fun thing. I'm going to figure that whole fishing thing out. I don't think right now you can get your fishing license because of this pandemic, but I think afterwards it'll be able to be taken care of.
We went to 229 down there all the time, just right outside of Marion there, almost in Ashley.
It's interesting.
Yeah, they had a bank. We'd sit right down there by the bank and just all night just fish.
All night fishing. Way to be. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, sir.
Hey, Chip. How you doing?
Chipper.
Good.
So what are your plans for Memorial Day coming up?
We'll go fishing.
Oh, you're going fishing too?
Yeah.
So you like to fish?
Yeah. Hey, sir.
Go ahead.
All the us that wore the mask today at work.
Oh, you got to wear a mask at work?
Oh, all the us.
Oh, all of us. Now, do you like wearing your mask, Chip?
Yes.
You do? So you're off of quarantine and you're back to work?
Yeah.
Huh. Wow, very cool.
Okay.
Well,
Chip, I'll tell you, you know, it's good. I'm going to become a fisherman this summer, Chip, because, you know, I used to fish. My family, oddly enough, people think I grew up in some kind of, well, Chip, I thank you for calling and listening and call back anytime.
Okay.
Thank you, Chip. But phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. No, people think that I don't know, people get these perceptions of you, and people think that I grew up like with a book in my hand,
right?
And I was
the nerdy kid, didn't want to go.
I had no. My family was fishing all the time. My family were big camping people.
I was going to say, I don't know how many stories your mom has said about camping. You know?
Oh my gosh, we were big campers and we were big fishing. It's not like I spent all my vacations at the Holiday Inn.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very strange how people get those perceptions of you.
Well, didn't you one time say you had some relatives at Indian Lake or something? Or?
I have an uncle who lives up at Indian Lake for a long time. I have uncles who live down in Southern Ohio who have a lot of property down there, and we went camping down there before. We used to go. I guess it was more of a resort, so I guess this does maybe fit the.
Darn it! You had him there for a second. Yeah.
No, but for years, my grandparents belonged to a resort in Belle Fountain, Ohio. Mm. I would love to go to Belle Fountain just to see if it's still there.
Yeah,
because it's been a few years ago now. But my grandparents belonged to this resort, and
was it like an upscale campground or was it an actual like resort? I mean,
well, you know, it had like a miniature golf course.
Okay,
and it had a.
But I mean, you camp there, right?
But it also had log cabins you could rent.
Oh, okay.
And it also had like a store up front where you could get bait, but you could also get ice cream and things like that. And it had a big clubhouse that you could go and play in that actually had arcade games in it.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
and they would bring DJs in.
Okay.
And it had a water slide. And then it had a pool in the lake where you could go and paddle boats and all that. But it also actually had a pool. You know, an in-ground pool with fences around it and all that.
Okay.
So it was a resort.
Yeah.
See, there we go. For a second, I was trying to be all country.
So, everyone's on the water slide. You're over there reading your book, you know, telling people don't splash me because I got to finish this this Phil Donahue book.
That's right. I'm reading this Phil Donahue book. Stay away from me.
That's right.
But no, I can bait a hook.
I know what you're saying.
People think I'm like an erudite.
You're right. You get this perception of somebody, you know.
I can bait a hook. I can take the fish off the hook. I can do all those things.
A catfish.
I know how to cast the line and do all those things.
That's
good. but my family was very big into that.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, you know, for years we went to that resort. And then for years we also went to Delaware State Park. And, you know, that's a little, you know, that's roughing it a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
And we also did... I think we were at Riverbend for a few years.
That's a good place.
So, yes, I mean, there was all kinds of camping in my childhood.
Yeah.
Gee whiz.
That resort, I'm sure, was rough. I mean,
Yeah, that resort was real rough. Man, the sleepless nights I had there.
To go up and get a banana split, that's really roughing it, man. You're.
Boy, they were good,
boy,
too.
And you said, man.
Good bomb pops.
I could go for a nice microwave right now. And
we had a microwave. Refrigerator, the whole bit.
Heck, with cooking stuff out by on the campfire, you were using the microwave.
Television with the bunny ears.
I was getting ready to say, yeah, the remote. And,
Oh, man. It was a thing.
Yeah.
But, no, I love stuff like that. I think that's great. You know what? To me, it's an activity you do with somebody. You don't do it alone.
Right.
But you also don't have a big group.
Exactly.
Fishing's not a big group activity.
No.
You get somebody, and you get in your, old dirty jeans, and you get in your...
Sweatshirt
or whatever it is.
Hoodie.
You get that quilt again, and you go out there with your bait, a tackle box, and you get your fishing lines.
Absolutely.
And you just know you're going to be there for a long time, and you will find a major... experience happens there because it's something people remember. Those fishing trips, they really do. You pack a lunch, you pack a whatever. It's fun,
man. I can remember them for five, 6 summers in a row, man. We did that. There was three of us. We had a great time. We took our lawn chairs and we had a couple of coolers and just, you know, I didn't drink, but the other guys drank, and I mean, it was just, you know, it was great. I did all the driving, so it was no problem. I mean,
but I tell you, I was not into tent camping.
No,
if you wanted
tent camping,
you're going to have to call somebody else.
Yeah, no,
I don't do that.
Yeah, I'm with you. I did. I tried that once, and I just didn't like it.
No, I'll do.
Camper.
Yeah. I'll do. You know, I want to have a refrigerator there. I want to have
a log cabin or something.
I'll do the log cabin. I'll do all those things.
Yeah.
But now I'm really wondering. I wonder if that place in Belle Fountain is still there.
If somebody's been there, I mean,
Well, it had many names, I remember.
Oh, it would change. Got sold. So,
yeah.
So much.
I don't know what it would be called now. I don't know what they would have done with the property, to be honest.
Mm.
But it was really nice because they would store your camper there. They had like a place where they would store your camper.
Okay.
And they would get it out and put it on the spot.
So, winterize it and stuff for you?
Yeah, they were a very good place.
Yeah, that's good.
I enjoyed that place.
Yeah.
Miniature golf was a lot of fun.
Oh.
You know, because it was one of those miniature golf courses that was kind of 18 holes.
Right.
Little treacherous.
Yeah. Well, see, that's why in some respects, I mean, and I know a lot of people are going to think I'm crazy, but in some respects, that's why I kind of don't like Indian Lake, because it's so... commercialized, like it's all about, you know, partying and drinking and stuff, and that's okay, but there should be like that, you know, like, and maybe there is, and I just don't see it, but you know, it just seems like everyone goes over there, and that's all you do over there is you party on the boat and, you know, and go back to your.
Well, this is why fishing and camping are two different things. Camping, you're going to spend the night. Fishing is an activity that's going to take like the caller said, dusk till dawn, or dusk till, what was it? Is it dusk till dawn?
Dusk till dawn, yeah. No.
That's not right. Dawn till dusk.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're talking about a 12-hour activity here.
Yeah.
But it's an activity. You know you're going to get back in the car and go home, and the car is parked over there, and it's a thing. But, you know, camping and that are two separate things.
Well, because camping, you got to go out and get wood, you got to build a fire, you got to...
Yeah, that's a whole thing. But you know what? It is fun sometimes when you go fishing to, like, do s'mores or something like that.
Yeah,
you know, I think that can be fun.
Yep.
And, you know, you pack those bologna sandwiches with mayonnaise and cheese or whatever you do. Mm-hmm. You know, very easy food. Wrap them in the plastic and...
Aluminum foil to keep them
nice and cool or nice and warm.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you put your beverages in there. And it's really, there's something about that, much like going and sitting on the embankment of the pond, that is very, it slows life down.
It does, yeah.
Slows life down and gets you where you want to be.
I remember that the times we went, like I say, 5 or 6 years in a row, I went with a couple buddies of mine, and what we did... excuse me, was we would leave at like Friday at afternoon about 3 o'clock. And but maybe on Thursday night we would go around all three of us, and we back then of course it was, you know, we'd throw in like $5 each, and that would be like our grocery money. And then we would just go get, like you said, easy stuff to,
but I will, and you throw the little Debbie cakes in there and all those things like that. But I'll tell you this, it takes a special person to go with to not strangle them and throw them in the lake.
Yeah. Yep.
Because after a while, some people will grate your nerves.
But then what we did was we brought at the time a boombox or whatever, brought that down with us.
That's good too. You put the batteries in the radio. You got the music playing. Yeah. You know, people will not believe this either, but I love. At one point, I was taking a CD player back in the old days of CDs.
Okay.
And you would put CDs in and play them, and that was fun because you would have mixtapes and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I've always liked putting just a good country station on and listening.
Yeah.
Because to me, country music fits fishing very well.
Oh, yeah. 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 Absolutely.
Much more than rock or rap or pop or any of that stuff. So that will be me this summer. Fishing. Going fishing. I'm going to hang a sign on the door. Gone fishing.
Right, great spots around here to go fishing.
Oh, there are.
Killdeer.
The Tallgrass Trail, I hear, is a big one. I've never been to the Tallgrass Trail. James Anderson, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I know James is listening. James, I've never been to the Tallgrass Trail.
I've never been there myself either. I keep seeing all these wonderful stories on Facebook and everything about it, and I'm like, man, I've never been there. I mean, it looks awesome, but I've never...
Yeah, I'm going to have to go to the... Tallgrass Trail.
And they always have great activities out there, it looks like, but I just...
See, and that's a kid activity. You take your kids to the Tallgrass Trail.
Right.
You know, and you have a really fun time.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't break stuff out there.
No.
And
they can run, and they can, you know, do whatever.
And you can teach them about nature.
Sure.
Now, see, there's something else people think I wouldn't know about. But I can teach you about nature.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You'll be your nature tour guide.
Horticulturalist. Certainly. And I got an in with James.
Yeah.
There you are.
So he can show you all the good spots and all the neat things to look at. And
we're talking about Memorial Day here. We're talking about fishing this summer. We're talking about get-togethers. And we're talking about having children later in life. What do you think? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. We'd love to hear your thoughts on all this. What I was saying before we got the last call there was, on Memorial Day, we used to have somebody who came to my Memorial Day soirees. I think you were there when that person was there, but they now have gone on to their reward. You know, that's just the way life works. One day you'll be telling this story, and I'll be going on to my reward. But what they used to make, I loved. Now at Thanksgiving and Christmas, they were the pumpkin pie person, and that was their thing. And you know, you still miss that to this day. But in the summer, their deal was homemade peach pie. And I'm not talking about store-bought peach pie. You know, not going to the store and buying a peach pie.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I never really knew if it was more of a cobbler or a peach pie.
I was gonna say, I love peach cobbler, but I don't know if I'm a peach pie fan.
Well, it was... I know it didn't come from a store because you could tell.
Uh-huh.
So I miss that peach pie on Memorial Day because of this person. Maybe I'll have to go to their shade. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, Lion, you're talking about fishing trips.
Yes.
When we were young, way back in the 50s, that's telling how old I am, my mom used to fry chicken breast and wrap them in aluminum foil, and we all go fishing down by the river, and we have this Pez that was like sweet tarts and stuff that we had them down there by the river and stuff, and them are good memories.
Oh, man, that's wonderful. Yeah, that's real good.
I'd be happy if somebody brought a peach pie fishing.
Yeah. Or some cobbler. Yeah, peach cobbler.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Can't forget the whipped topping, though. Gotta have the whipped topping.
Cool whip. Yeah, you gotta have cool whip.
Okay, well, I'll let you go.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah.
And again, the phone lines are wide open here this morning. We love it, 740-383-9944. So this person's going on to their reward, so we no longer have...
But this was a staple that they made every year.
Yeah, the staple was the... It was called peach pie.
Okay.
But
you see, the consistency of it was maybe more like a cobbler than it was a...
Well, what's the difference between a cobbler and a pie?
I don't think a cobbler has a crust. Am I right? Am I right by saying that?
No, I don't think so. Because a cobbler has a crust on the bottom, doesn't it?
Well, I mean, when I say crust, you know, on the edge there is what, you know, that when you scoop
like a crust, maybe that's what I'm saying.
What,
does anybody know? Maybe somebody
knows.
What is the difference between peach cobbler and peach pie?
Yeah, because it's weird. I love cobbler, but I'm really like, I don't know if I can eat a peach pie. I mean, is that weird? That's weird.
Well, I don't know. Well, here's what it was. It had crust on the bottom.
Okay.
I know that.
Uh-huh.
And then there was peach But I don't think...
The filling?
But I don't think it was like pie filling, which is what made it really good.
Okay, that might be a difference,
I think it
too.
Was like just peaches that you would get in a can with the syrup.
Right. Oh.
And then that would be in the center.
Okay.
And then they created a top out of the pie...
Like crumbs?
Well, no, it wasn't crumbs. I mean, it really was a topping.
Okay.
Like you would put on any kind, like a strawberry or a whatever pie, you put that topping on there, or
now
cherry pie.
Now, this part being homemade too, right? I mean, this topping?
Yeah, I believe the topping was homemade, and it had a crust around the outside. Now, is that peach pie or is that peach cobbler?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Don't know, yeah.
But I know it was good, because what you would do is you would take it, and you would get a piece of it, and you put it in the microwave for about 45 seconds, maybe a minute. Oh, man.
Now, did you eat it with ice cream, or?
You could have.
Because then that becomes an a la mode, is that right?
A la mode.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, and that's fun on Memorial Day, too. I always keep a little bit of ice cream in the refrigerator so we can a la mode up whatever the dessert is. Yeah, and cherry pie. My mother likes to do cherry pie. I don't know what it is about her and cherry pie, but she's got a cherry pie fixation. Because I don't think I've ever seen her do it. I mean, she can do strawberry pies.
Right.
But, she likes to do cherry pie.
Uh-huh.
She likes to do... I'm trying to think of what else she does.
I know she does. Those chicken sandwiches.
Chicken sandwiches. Yeah.
And her potato dish is unbelievable. It's very good.
The potato thing is very good. Well, my mother, when she wants to, can cook.
Oh. Well, that little thing that they had, like, oh, my goodness, man, at their house.
At 4th of July last year.
Oh, man, that was...
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, well, there was a little thing out at...
enough food for a small country.
Wasn't there. But it was good. You know, that...
Everything was great, though.
See, I mean, that's what happens with my mom. My mom still works.
Yeah.
You know, she still works 40 hours a week. So I think she doesn't get into cooking at this point, but when she has a project to do, like something like
that. Well, that week, you know, she would have been off, you know, because of the holidays, so she probably had more time to, you know.
I think that's it.
You know. Because my stepmom's the same way. She still works full time, but you give her a 2 or 3 day stretch to where she doesn't have to. And I mean, you literally name anything and like you said, you almost like a challenge, like you throw it out there and say, boy, I'd like to have... And guarantee you're going to have it.
But her mother was like that, too.
Yeah.
You know, her mother always worked.
Yeah.
And was not a...
Was she a homemaker? I mean...
No. No, not really. No.
She actually
had worked.
Okay.
Yeah.
She worked outside of that.
She was a union steward.
Okay.
She did all kinds of jobs.
Okay.
But owned a drive-in theater. I think that's where, in my life, it all really came from.
Yeah.
Because my grandparents owned drive-in theaters.
Yeah.
So I always found that interesting.
Yeah.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, on our Memorial Day picnic, we always have homemade ice cream.
Oh, that sounds good.
We always argue who's going to crank it.
Now, chocolate, vanilla, or strawberry?
We always go strictly vanilla.
Strictly? Well, you know, vanilla, I think a la mode is where you got to go. Chocolate a la mode is not great.
Yeah.
Yep, and rhubarb pie.
Oh, rhubarb doesn't sound bad at all.
Yeah.
No, well, now it's all rhubarb strawberry, but yes, it's excellent.
All right, well, thank you. That's very good.
All righty.
But I would love to see the peach pie or peach cobbler, whichever it was, return,
mm-hmm.
because that was always one of my favorites. But her mother was always a cook, but didn't do it much because, you know, the kids grow up, and what are you going to do?
Right, right. Well, also, too, she's busy. I mean, you know, that's a kind of a demanding job, you know, running.
Right, running and she was busy.
Thing.
And
yeah.
But I think that's where a lot of her... kitchen stuff came from.
Yeah.
Because when I believe this is right, oh no, I know this is right. When my grandparents owned the drive-in theater, because they were in that business for a while, I believe grandma ran the concession stand with my mother, who was her daughter.
All right.
And I remember my grandfather, who is still around, would say that he used, because he'd run the front gate and he ran the projector. For the movies. And he would say he would have to go to the front gate because people would come in to get the pizzas. And he would have to watch them because people would come in and say, we just want the pizza. They didn't care about the movie.
Mm-hmm.
They just wanted to get her pizza. So that's interesting. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I have grandma's pizza recipe somewhere.
Really?
I do, but I've never made it.
Should make it sometime.
I've never made it.
I think it'd be kind of neat.
Yep, grandma's old pizza recipe. Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller?
Yes, Scott.
Yes.
Yeah, you were talking about... I didn't know that your parents ran a drive-in out there.
Yeah, grandparents. They owned it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yep.
Which one was it, the north or south?
Oh, you know, I'm trying to remember. He's still around. I'm trying to remember which one it was. My mother would know this. But they owned it for a good period of time. I know they started in Mansfield. They started in Mansfield running a drive-in for a guy, and then they bought their own here in Marion.
Well, we darn. How neat that is. I remember them drive-ins, quite frankly, you know?
Yeah, it was, and they had some fun stories about that. Like I said, her running the concession stand and making the pizzas, and Grandpa running the movie projectors. It was an interesting life, I think.
Okay, can I ask you a couple other things?
Go ahead.
What do you think about the fair? Do you think the fair and the popcorn festival is going to happen this year?
I think the popcorn festival's got a better chance than the fair, because the fair's just coming too quick. But the fair I just don't see. I think the kids are not doing the animal thing right now because of the COVID. I think that really screws up the fair. I know the fair has made it a point to say they're not canceling because it's their biggest money maker all year, but I think it's going to have to be a hard look. It's going to have to be taken around the beginning of June on if it's going to happen or not. Now, the popcorn festival, we've got till Labor Day. Better chance of that happening, but if there's any shot of COVID, I would doubt it.
Yeah, that's my thought too. You know, nobody's really said too much about anything.
Well, because you're bringing in people from other, you know, like the entertainment's coming, you know. So you know what I mean. So they might have to scale some of that stuff back.
Well, that's a possibility. It's anybody's guess on how this is all going to shake out.
That's up in the air for sure.
Right. I think today some decisions might be made today. I don't know.
All right. We thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Have a good one. Yep.
Bye-bye.
Phone lines are open again. Any questions are good questions. 740-383-9944. So I say all that to say this, is that I'm looking for peach cobbler on Memorial Day.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe, if I'm really ambitious, I'll try to make Grandma's pizza.
Oh, man, that'd be nice, yeah.
Wouldn't that be a first?
Oh, man.
But, what I really should do, because it was like a family recipe, I really should give it to a business, a local business, obviously,
right.
Because it was something she could mass produce and people loved. So I should give it to a business and allow them to make some money off
there
of it.
There you go.
Because I'm not going to do anything with it at this point.
Right.
Just
you don't have
recipe.
Aspirations of opening a pizza shop.
No, yeah. I'm not going to be running a pizza shop. Go ahead, caller.
Speaking about how things are going to shake out, Scott. How do you think it's going to go down when these high school kids graduate? And you know people are going to have parties anyway. Do you think, they can't take us all to jail, or can they?
No. I don't think anybody's going to go to jail, and I think people are going to have parties.
We're going to have us a little shindig.
Oh, sure. And I think people know that's going to happen. There are things going on now. People are having get-togethers. I think what will happen is I hope people are a little conscious of older people who are going to be at these things, and I hope people are a little conscious of if somebody doesn't feel well. It's been the same thing since the beginning. If you don't feel well, go to the doctor. Anybody will test your temperature now. And don't come to these things if you don't feel well.
But the downfall is that you got those group of people. You get the I don't care people, and you get the...
Well, then don't invite them to the party.
Yeah, I mean, but what I'm saying is you don't know who... And if you're kind of in the middle, like erring on the side of caution, and you're not in one of these two extreme groups, then you're the...
My Memorial Day thing, which I will fall in that time period.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'm not going to invite anybody who I think would tell me a lie. I mean, if I know people, yeah. I know who's iffy.
Well, can't you be either a thing called a silent carrier?
Right, and that's why I say I would be very cautious to invite 80-year-old people to these things. And let them do it at their own risk, I guess. But we just got to be a little cognizant, and we've also got to understand.
Scott, you can't use them little words when you're talking to me. I don't know what that means.
You got to be more mindful. How about that?
So strap a mask on Granny and pop open
yes.
the keg, huh?
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes. I say, Grandma and Grandpa might have to wear some masks and gloves.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Bye bye. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
And if you are aware. Wear masks and gloves. Mm-hmm. If you're worried,
yeah.
do that.
Yeah,
you know, older people got to watch out themselves.
Absolutely.
If you want to go to
yeah.
little Johnny or little Bethany's graduation party, then wear a mask, wear some gloves, do what you got to do. You know, that's all you got to do. 740.
Err on the side of caution.
Err on the side of caution. If you want to have the parties, if you want to do it, I don't think anybody's going to come arrest you.
No.
But be smart about it. Don't get everybody sick.
Right.
You know, that's all
right.
you got to worry about.
I think that's what they're worried about, you know. Is
that's all you got to do.
Yep.
740-383-9944. We never heard the difference between peach pie and peach cobbler. And maybe I'll give this pizza recipe to somebody who is wanting a good pizza recipe to sell in their establishment.
Sure, yeah.
I have it written down somewhere.
Yeah, I'm sure there's people out there that would want a great pizza recipe. I mean,
and you can bill it as the old drive-in pizza.
Which I think what I'm doing tonight, I seen it. I think I'm gonna buy one of them Chef Boyardee homemade pizza kits tonight and make a.
A lot of people like those.
Yeah,
very saucy.
I had those growing up. And I loved them. So
I knew somebody who was a little saucy.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Go ahead, caller.
Hello, Scott.
Doing well.
Yeah. You're talking about the beach cobbler, beach pie?
Yep.
Well, here about a week ago, I made a peach cake.
A peach cake?
Peach cake.
Yeah.
What goes into a peach cake? What? How do you make a peach cake?
I took the pancake and baking mix that you get. I put that in. I put vanilla, cinnamon, and brown sugar. Mix it in with that, made the dough, I took the syrup off of the peaches, poured that into the dough, got it all mixed up, and then got in the pan, then I took the peaches, laid it on top of the dough, then when it cooked up around the peaches and went in that way. And it didn't last for about 20 minutes.
I can imagine. That would blow by quick. I can believe it. Well, hey, thank you.
Yeah. All right.
Phone lines again are open. Looking for the difference between peach cobbler and peach pie.
You know, talking about pizza there earlier, a buddy of mine had a pizza shop here in Marion, and his was unique because it was the home of the upside down pizza.
The upside down pizza.
What he would do is he would put the cheese on and then the sauce.
Oh, that's interesting.
It was the home of the upside down pizza.
So he put the cheese over the sauce.
Mm-hmm.
That's different.
Yeah.
Huh. The cheese under the sauce.
Sauce. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Under the sauce.
Maybe. Yeah. But it was labeled as the home of the upside down pizza.
Well, and I think you know the thing with this pizza all had to do with the spices.
Uh-huh.
You know, it was the spices.
For the sauce?
Yeah, it was the spices that you put in the sauce.
Oh, I've found that to be with any pretty much any pizza. They all have their own unique sauces. So, I mean.
Well, if I remember right, I think she told me it came from the Italian family that owned the drive-in in Mansfield that they had worked for.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's probably true. Yeah.
So I think that's where the recipe ended up originating.
Yeah. Oh,
which is good.
Yeah, yeah.
So. Peach cobbler, peach pie. That's a question we also have on the table here this morning.
This
Let's
answer.
Go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, boys. Didn't have a lot to say during this call, but I thought I would chime in.
Go ahead and chime.
No more Family Feud questions. We pretty much Family Feuded out.
Oh, no, there'll be more Family Feud as time goes on.
But just reminding folks to listen to my show with the professor next hour. I did bring up your little chit-chat with him last week, Scott, about Donald Trump and his mental condition. So I challenged him a little bit, and we are going to talk about that a bit. As there was quite a large discussion regarding that assessment. And I'll begin the show by singing happy birthday to the First Lady. You don't want to miss that one because I know how much you enjoy my singing. So
you're going to sing happy birthday to Melania.
Yeah, I'm going to sing kind of a sarcastic
in the key of Julia Child, I'm sure, right?
No, just in the regular Adam key.
Okay.
I could probably pretend I was Julia Child or Dr. Ruth and sing happy birthday.
Now,
you know, she's 50 and
looking
pretty good.
Now on this... this weekend, you know, they're going to start opening some businesses. Is the gym going to open this weekend, or?
I would suspect gyms are not included.
Okay.
I honestly, Terry, I'm not sure what the difference is.
So you're going to have to wear a mask when you work out, probably, then.
Well, it affects your breathing, unless you get one of the fancy masks. which kind of helps with the airflow. I don't see that. I don't see that as happening. And being 6 feet apart doesn't apply to most commercial establishments.
So wouldn't it just make
a restaurant or bar is going to lose money if they're going to
Wouldn't it just make more capacity? Wouldn't it just make more sense to close just for another month or so, and then just get everything, and then come back in full force instead of.
I kind of wonder, Terry, and I'm sure there'll be some logic presented as to why things are being done a certain way.
Yeah, I mean,
as I may be discussing next hour, I don't believe gyms should close at all. It's easy to be 6 feet apart. I can understand the saunas or other parts where people are close together, but in a large gym, a 6 foot distance is actually fairly easy. And just clean the equipment, we should be doing anyway.
But if somebody's sick,
as I said before,
people
never washed their hands, never used sanitizer before. Anyone who knows me knows that I'm rather neurotic about hand washing, and that's I guess turned out to be a rather good quality.
Well, it's all very interesting, and I'm sure that we will listen very well to Mid-Morning Coffee Break with Adam Lepp.
What do you think, Scott? I mean, there's so much press about this. What do you think exactly is going to happen when the clock ticks at 12:01 a.m. this Friday the 1st? What do you think is going to be different versus what's going on right now?
I don't think a whole lot will be different. I think that they will allow the littler businesses like hair salons and maybe tattoo parlors to open back up because they don't see a lot of people in the lobby, but I think places like restaurants and the store counts
they'll
and
be
things
last,
like that.
I think.
Yeah, because that's where you get the big groups of people, and that's where you have the problem.
Well,
and I think
the restaurant's going to lose money if people are inside 6 feet apart.
Well, I know I did talk.
Comfortable with employees wearing masks. The idea is you kind of go there, even if you don't really go to socialize, you still go to get out of the house and feel like you're being waited upon, and people providing service to you. With a hair salon, it's a little different because it's not a medical procedure per se, but it's kind of in that same type of service. So that isn't quite as much of a big deal. But then if a customer has to wear a mask, that's going to affect your ability to get the haircut. It's kind of like you take your glasses off when you get a haircut. You kind of take things off instead of on to make it easier for your hair to be worked on. So I'm not sure how that one's going to work. But I would suspect it would be things like hair and nail salons, gyms. I don't think that's going to happen. That's going to happen right away. I guess we're going to have to find out because everybody's anticipating what's going to be announced today.
We're going to see how it's going to go.
Your prediction, Scott, you think things like hair and nail salons? I would tend to agree with you.
Yeah, I think the smaller businesses will be allowed, and then they'll see how that goes. And if the cases start to go up, I think those will have to close again. And I don't think they want to open up too many things.
What do you think they're going to do about the bars and restaurants? What?
Very last.
I mean, you're going to have to wait a while. Because the carry-out thing's working for a lot of those places. So I think that's what they'll do.
I mean, there's still exposure during carry-out, which I don't fully understand. You're being handed the food. Multiple people are working on the food. And I've been to restaurants with carry-out. I'm seeing less people wearing gloves.
I just think there's less than when you have a group of 50 in the restaurant in the carry-out part of it.
Even if they're waiting online, restaurants often have signs like no more than 3 people in the lobby, and whether or not it's followed is one thing.
Well, here's the thing I don't understand, and I don't know if it was a true story or not, but I read somewhere where they said now they don't even think it's a virus, they think it's a parasite.
Yeah, well, parasites kind of like a subset. I mean,
they said that it's gotten from food.
A parasite
so.
Just being a substance that invades your body.
So if you don't have a host, though, I mean, I don't know. It's going to be.
Yeah, well, it is, Terry. I mean, it's kind of a subset. I mean, because it's a bad virus, and again, does it mutate? And now there are questions: are you immune after you get it? And they're saying no, not necessarily.
Well, the question that this lady was saying:
some people are asymptomatic. It certainly is complicated.
Well, this lady was saying how
quality rate, you base that upon people who are symptomatic or people that have been exposed. I would think the exposure rate is quite high, possibly one third to one half, with maybe 10% of people being symptomatic, and they may be symptomatic where it just seems like a mild cold, but when the symptoms are severe, then it's obviously more obvious. But how do you base the mortality rate upon exposure, upon having antibodies, or upon having having serious symptoms. This lady
was saying that, of course, the treatment is different for a virus than it is a parasite. So they're trying to treat it as a virus when it's actually a parasite.
I know enough that I can be a quasi expert of sorts. A parasite is a type is a type of virus or other substance, be it a bacterium or be it a virus or whatever it is that's an unwanted an uninvited visitor. And parasite kind of being a general term for something that invades and does bad things. Yeah, it's essentially what the virus is doing. But yeah, it is correct. It's all kind of the same. It's under the same umbrella.
Well, we shall see how that all plays out. Don't forget, mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp, 10:10 a.m. to 11 a.m. this morning. Happy birthday to Melania Trump and a discussion of the conversation that I had with Dr. Feynman last week. Thanks, Adam.
Possibly doing an acapella birthday greeting, so be sure to listen.
We will be excited.
Thank you very much, guys.
Very soon. Bye-bye. And again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Talking about peach cobbler versus peach pie, Memorial Day get-togethers.
Just one more thing. I forgot to mention this. I waited on some people the other day that said they own small businesses, restaurants. And they said they were visited by some city officials. This is not in Marion, but they were visited by some city officials. And they told them to start moving, because they got a patio, said to start moving their tables 10 to 15 feet apart. So they took it as if they were going to be able to open that part pretty soon.
Maybe
so.
I don't know. You know, I think it's going to be interesting, and I just hope that the numbers do not go back up, because it's going to be hard on everybody to shut everything down again.
And the second thing was, I talked to two or three cosmetologists, and they said that they're the victims of looting right now.
Well, that's a shame.
They said that people are breaking in and actually stealing clippers.
Well, why can't they just go buy them at Walmart or something?
Well, that's what this lady said. She said that if you're a licensed state cosmetologist, you can't just replace your stuff at, like, what? You got to get this state. And they said the people in the state knew this pandemic was coming, so they hoarded it. So now it's like five times more. So they have to replace all this stuff. But they said they're literally breaking in, stealing all their clippers and everything. So,
You know, people shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah. So,
well,
there's your looting. I mean,
there's your looting. 58 minutes past the hour. Telephone lines are open. We're talking about a lot today. 740-383-9944. Having children later in life. We're also talking.
That was a good topic.
That is a good topic. Yeah. We're also talking about Memorial Day. What are you going to be doing for Memorial Day? Do you got the peach pie, peach cobbler, whichever?
I want to hear what the difference is.
We don't know what the difference is between peach pie or peach cobbler. Maybe I'll break out the old pizza recipe this Memorial Day. And
I know Mary's got to know what the difference is between peach cobbler. She calls in all the time.
Somebody's got to know the difference between the two.
I mean, if anybody's going to tell us, she would know.
And I picked up a couple guests to my big Memorial Day soiree this year.
Cool.
We will hope for no rain, but even if there is, the garage prevents that problem.
Right.
But now I've got to clean this garage up before people come over.
But you don't know what kind of treasures you're going to find.
I mean, no, I don't know what kind. My garage is full. Like I said, my garage is kind of like a thrift store. It's not really old junk. It's like a thrift store.
Right.
I think people would like
vintage
some of this stuff.
Vintage treasures
in my garage. Yeah. Go ahead, caller.
Did I hear you right? Did you say they're looting for hair clippers?
At my work, I talked to two licensed cosmetologists, and the lady said that she filed reports with the police, and they said that the police told her that they're having extreme trouble with people in these, like, hair salons breaking in, and she said they're taking clippers and all kinds of stuff.
Why?
My guess is you're cooped up, you know, and you can't get a haircut. I don't know. I'm just, you know, but that's exactly what she said, though.
My goodness, I'm with you on that one. You go to Walmart there and you buy you that cheap old scissors, get a pair of scissors and a bowl.
The one lady I talked to owns the salon, and she said that what they did was she was proactive, so ahead of time they took all their stuff out.
Oh, man.
But another lady I talked to, she said that they shared a business with a restaurant. They shared a built, you know, the same, like, store for, or whatever it is. And she said that they busted the window out, and they literally took everything, scissors, clippers, everything. And the cop told her that's the new thing that's going on right now.
Oh, my God. That's incredible. So, I feel sorry for anybody that's in that kind of position.
So now she said she has to replace all that, and she said the people at the state level, because if you're a state licensed cosmetologist, you can't just use Walmart stuff or whatever. You actually got to use this commercial grade. And she said the people down there knew that this was going to happen, so they started hoarding everything. So now it's five times more price-wise than what...
Oh, wow.
It's fat. Well, thank you, caller.
Mm-hmm.
We have time for one more call today, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So, have you had a good time this morning, Gary?
I've had a great time. I'll come back tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow.
Yep,
so you'll be here back here tomorrow morning.
Yep.
So we'll have another fun morning tomorrow.
Absolutely,
morning. Lots to talk about,
yeah.
I'm sure. Boy, there's always something going
on.
I'll
have to see next week, but I'm definitely coming back tomorrow. So.
And we've got to figure out what the difference between peach cobbler and peach pie is.
Somebody.
Don't forget, mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp follows this show, 10:10 to 11 a.m. And then we've got Voice of a People with Linda Sims today, 4:10 to 5 p.m. And then the Mike Wilson Show, 5:10 to 6 p.m. Make it a great day, Marion, and I'll be back tomorrow with Terry Tackett. Stay tuned for more programming here on WWGH Radio. This is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
We just figured at the time that was like it gonna be. I didn't ever think it would ever be a change, but it is.
WDO streaming live on the internet. WW